Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to G Live. It's a Thursday night ulit, and you guys know what that means. We're gonna be talking to you guys about board games, and of course, dropping some news on you from the gaming library headquarters. And of course, tonight we are joined here by Hans, Chief Meeple, and Glory, and our special guest. It's Tonichi and his son from Tabletop to Go. Say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Okay.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, welcome to the show. Real quick, kumusta muna kayo? How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. So some people might know we're in the province. We're in Bulacan, actually. That's why there's no video. Internet is struggling a bit. But we're safe, healthy, working from home. Some of the days and the kids are still on summer break. Mm-hmm. And because we're here with family, we get to game a lot. This is my primary game group.
Nice. That's your primary game group. Perfect. Because tonight's topic is about the best games for your family. So, yeah, perfect. All right. So, real quick, let's check in on our regular folks here. Glory, how are you doing?
Same. Still, everything's the same. I think the days have already started to meld.
Uh-huh.
Na hindi ko na masabi kung anong araw na ba and like ano bang nangyari kahapon versus kanina versus last week. So, it's the same.
But I think it's a little different. Don't you agree? Kasi nga nag-GCQ na. How does that affect your life?
It doesn't affect me at all. I feel like so many people have been disregarding the rules anyway. So GCQ is actually just another MECQ. Alam
yeah. Or just ECQ anyways, no? Because the curfew's still up. Yeah. So I guess, you know, stay in your little box, stay healthy, stay safe, stay alive. Ikaw Hans, kumusta? How are you doing, man?
So we've been very busy because we had to reopen the store. Actually, dun lang namin naramdaman na naging GCQ because we had to reopen the stores. At the same time, because it's June 4, which is the start of the 6-6 ng Laz Mall bounce back sale, dun lang namin na-realize na June 4 na. Uh-huh. Before that, hindi nga namin alam na kung ano araw at all. And just like Glory, hindi ko na nararamdaman kung weekend or weekday at all. And everything's starting to blend in. So, but right now, things are slowly getting back to a bit normal, I would say.
A bit. Keyword, a bit. A bit. I know what day it is because I have to remember that we have G Live and some of my other work, like, keeps me on track kasi meron akong calendar dito sa bahay. I just started to make a calendar to kind of help me remember what day it is or what I have to do for today. So, ayun. But so far, so good. I guess that just means that we're all still trying to be a little productive. Nobody's like stuck in a slump. And hopefully, if you guys are watching with us tonight, you guys are gonna get some awesome suggestions for games to bring home to your family so you guys can enjoy it. And of course, maybe shoo away the bad vibes of whatever's going on in the world right now. Saying what's up first and foremost to Jericho and to Anson Galupe. What you doing, guys, tonight? If you have any family games you guys want to share, go ahead, put it in the chat. Tell us what you love about it. Tell us your experience. And we will try to talk about it as well. But for now, before we get into the main topic, Hans, anong bago sa GL? What can we expect? What's news from the headquarters?
The biggest one is, I think it was a surprise, we're now in Laz Mall, which we did a soft announcement last week. But today, nag-start off siya with a big bang. A lot of people apparently naka-add to cart na around 11:59, ganun. Kasi after nag-strike, yung clock strike struck 12, sunod-sunod umorder yung mga tao on Lazada. Again, like, we're very happy na, I guess something positive came out of this experience is that we've learned to evolve digitally.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been a lot more proactive on Facebook, especially on our website, and then on Lazada as well. And tinitingnan namin yung overlap, we're reaching to a lot of new moms on Lazada, most especially. Kasi nga, parang kinukwento sa akin nung mga account managers that a lot of moms shop on Lazada because of baby essentials.
Uh-huh.
Tapos, of course, since they're already there, napapatingin na rin sila with other products. So, it's good kasi we see a lot of new customers getting introduced into the world of board gaming. And I think that's the reason why medyo perfect yung topic natin for today, especially with Tonichi joining the stream.
Yep. Let's make it, instead of baby essentials, family entertainment essentials, right? So when that baby grows up a little, you have something to keep him entertained. By the way, guys, if you're watching this or listening to this via YouTube or via Spotify, welcome to the show. It's a new format that we're testing out. So in this episode, we're going to try to deliver some awesome family game suggestions. And if you have any, go ahead, hit us up with that on our website or on our Facebook page. We'll take messages and we'll try to interact with you guys during the next episode. Hans, there are new games you mentioned earlier before we went on the air that's on the way na medyo mainit na a lot of us here, even on the show, Tonichi and Glory have mentioned that they're also excited for. What's on the way for us?
Okay, so I have to start with one of my favorite upcoming titles, especially now that I'm also affiliated with Simon.
Mm-hmm.
Sheriff of Nottingham, the Ooh. Second edition.
I saw the box. Yeah.
The good news about it is the second edition has the base and the Merryman expansion included, and it's even cheaper than the original first edition. I've seen the components. They've done an excellent work upgrading the artwork, the components, and the coins and the baggies. So I'm really excited about that. Wala pa siya sa website. Okay, sana hindi kayo sobrang excited. But tomorrow pa magagawa ni Milo kasi we've been swamped with fulfilling orders. For the Roll and Write fans, ako, I'm also excited for this. We have like 3 to 4 Roll and Write games coming up. The first and foremost would be Sushi Roll is coming to town. So it's another Phil Walker Harding. To the fans of Sushi Go Party, definitely something to watch out for. We have been promoting Quinto as the father or the grandfather of Roll and Write games. We have Quix, which is the tatay ni Lolo of Quinto. And we have a lot more like Quingo and a lot of host of other games. The biggest news so far though is King of Tokyo Dark, the limited edition one-time print run of the King of Tokyo series. It's a whole new ball game. It's dark. The artwork is a bit more noir, gritty on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
We will have a special add-on promo where customers who bought King of Tokyo Dark can avail of the Dark Space Penguin Kaiju / Monster at a very discounted price.
Nice.
Yes, as in sobrang sulit siya. Those are my top 3 picks when it comes to all of the new titles that we have incoming. But if you want me to do a machine gun mabilisan, we have Bruno Casala, Ishtar, Ooh. Little Town, Flying Goblin, God of War,
card game, yes.
Yes, God of War, Bloodborne, Codenames Marvel.
Yeah.
The new Telestrations na upside down. We have one of Willow's favorite upcoming games called Hues and Cues. Where the game is all about para siyang wavelength, but you're using colors as the main point of reference. Parang ganun. So I think it's like the color of green apple. Hahanapin mo siya, parang ganyan. Stay tuned for that kasi we have a lot of titles coming up on pre-order on the gaming library website.
Yep. All right. So nice to know that despite this sudden surge of sales, meron pa rin paparating. So I guess this is the real start of the year. You know, at halfway point, at sixth, at the sixth month, dito talaga yung totoong 2020. Now it's there's no way but up. All right. So we're about to go into our main topic here, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to talk about our best family games, and we each have our own suggestions. But we want to say hi first to Aya and to Lawrence. I think they were a fan games when they first visited Ludo. I'm pretty sure it was only Ludo that was the only cafe in Jupiter, because I worked in Jupiter for a bit, and yun lang inaalala ko doon. Because if there were other board game cafes, nabisita ko na sila. All right, so which game are you talking about? And if you guys have any suggestions as well, share it with us. Again, we're talking about the best family games. So, to begin, I think we'll have our special guest here, Tonichi, to bring up one game, and then we can, you know, in brief, discuss what makes it such a great family game. Tonichi, what's your first game?
All right, our first pick is actually a new arrival. It came in mga 2 weeks ago pa lang. Point Salad by AEG.
Yay! Yep. Bagong luma, bagong luma, or lumang bago.
new to us.
Ayun, may daw.
So it was it's a set collection game where the tension is really about either getting the cards to build your set or getting the point scoring cards. This was acquired to get more of our family into gaming. It's pretty successful. The game plays 2 to 6 players, and more often than not, we have 5 and 6 players on the table when we get this out. So, Point Salad, very good to introduce your family into games. What do you think, Nui? Okay, still shy. We're still warming up.
All right. So, Nui is Tonichi's son, so they're next to each other. And once Nui has warmed up, guys, he'll share his little opinions about the games as well. So, Point Salad, we've all played it, I believe, on the show. Yes? Glory, Hans? Big fans?
Yes.
Okay, lovely. What are your favorite parts about Point Salad? What do you guys think makes it a great family game?
I think it's really the straightforwardness of the game. It's really just get vegetables, and it's up to you how you will try to maneuver it in such a way that your point cards will count towards the end. So it's really just that. It's a very condensed game highlighting the point salad mechanic. So sobrang galing niya for entry level, except if you're playing with sila Hans, okay, or Mr. Storm. Make it so hateful.
I hate drafting. Yes, part of the game.
Yeah. It becomes such a hateful game, but it's so relaxed.
Well,
time for filler, but no.
Glory. Here's what's interesting, though. The way you mentioned it, yes, it's such a condensed experience, but also I think it's a nice way to slowly level people up. Since it's a family game, you have to assume the lowest common denominator. You have to take in consideration the young people at the table, the older people at the table, but just the same, you're teaching them a game mechanic that is seen in like the deepest of Euros. It's Point Salad.
Yep.
Diba, you take points from where you can, there's conversion, and then there's hate drafting, na mention mo na nga. So I think that's also a great aspect of Point Salad.
Yep.
I think the biggest part is it helps with basic multiplication tables for younger kids.
Points,
especially though, nasa mga, sabihin na natin, kailan ba nagsistart multiplication? Grade 2, no? If I remember right. Grade 2. So about mga 7, 8 years old, it helps them do a bit of mental math na parang 2 times 3, 6, parang ganyan. I think that's one of the cool part about it, especially for younger kids. Kasi naalala ko, like, for parents, it's very important for them to be able to incorporate fun and learning na hindi napapansin ng anak nila na nag-aaral, parang nag-aaral sila or nagpa-practice sila, parang yeah.
ganun. Yeah, learning through play. So that's Tonichi's pick, their first pick. Hopefully Nui later can join in as we share more games, especially from their family. But I don't think... Tonichi, are you there? Hello? Okay, so they're going through a connection issue. But, okay, Hans, ikaw, what's your next pick? What's your next family game that we can share with our viewers?
My next pick would be the 2017 Game of the Year. I know it's been talked a lot, but for me, this is still my biggest recommendation. King Domino. The reason being that it involves a lot similar like Point Salad na parang in terms of simple mechanic, per turn, all you have to do is pick one tile or one domino in this case and then put it to your city. So if you're gonna teach it to a young person or a child, it's not daunting na ang daming rules na kailangan tandaan. It's essentially pick one and then connect, parang ganun. And then when you connect, just make sure na the colors in the tiles match. So it's very easy to understand. It's very easy to grasp. The next parts of about the game, about the strategy, and then about the planning, about the scoring, pwede mo na ituro later on afterwards. But also at the same time, even as a gamer or even as someone who has played a lot of games, I don't find King Domino too light na nabobore ako. So it's something that can connect young kids, teens, and even adults together, which I think is very essential when it comes to being a family game.
Yeah, yeah. And again, it won Game of the Year, Spiel des Jahres, and that's essentially what Spiel des Jahres was, or at least still.
It's a family game.
Yeah, it's best family game in all of Germany, all of Europe for that year. So, tama to Hans. Good pick here, King Domino. Real quick, before we go back around the table, saying hi to Miss Jen, as well to Jonathan. Grade 1 daw sa K-12. So, they kind of... fast forwarded kids to learn multiplication. That's interesting. I don't remember when I learned multiplication, but yeah, Tonichi, have you had experiences with King Domino with your family?
Yeah, we got it because it was Game of the Year.
Perfect. What's your favorite part?
And we've stopped playing because I my wife always wins.
Okay, so siya yung may favorite pala.
I'm the guy who plays games. They're the ones who win the games.
Uh-huh. Ikaw nagtuturo, pero sila nananalo.
Yeah, ganun talaga.
I think tactic mo lang yun para that you guys keep playing games eh.
Huwag daw.
And you know what? I remember playing Domino at such a young age.
Yeah, actual dominoes. Yeah.
Yeah, actual dominoes. And yun, it's more abstract, diba? It's really just numbers. But here, I think hindi naman masyadong malayo yung level up in terms of thinking because it's really just colors. It's just that we label yung colors yun. Like the green ones are land, the blue ones are water, the yellow ones are plains. But it's really just matching the color to the other color. May added lang na if you have more crowns and your terrain is big, then you get more points. But I think that's the added value of teaching King Domino instead of just regular Domino because it adds that next level of thinking.
Yeah, yeah, and theme, of course. Tonichi, is Nui there? Has he played and enjoyed King Domino?
Yes.
Loud.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So did you win a lot, buddy?
Sorry, come again?
Did Nui win a lot or is it his mom who wins a lot?
Yeah, they win. Siguro para 40%, take 40% sila then the remaining 20%. And also, I want to add, for King Domino, the way you place the tiles to get those end game bonuses, that also teaches some spatial skills, particularly for kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
you split points. That 20% with May.
Yeah, I think that's what I would say too. Like, my favorite part about King Domino is, besides how tight of a game it is and how well designed it is, like taking the domino mechanic, it's the spatial aspect, no? That you see the terrain spread out, you're essentially building, you're terraforming your kingdom, and then it has that little foldable, like, stand up storybook style castle, and then may meeples, so, or king, what do they call those? Kingpoles?
King,
I don't know. What's that? Those King Meeples, all right?
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that. But that's Hans's pick, King Domino. Hopefully you guys can pick this up once more. Still in stock though, right, Hans? We have Philippine edition as well?
Yeah, we have the Philippine edition, and it comes with Pinoy Meeple stickers.
There you go.
Based on Philippine history. I would say history. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So that's that's second to the King Meeple. So that's another reason to get it. All right. So Glory, what's your pick? Share with us a game you enjoy best with your family.
So family ko kasi is really composed of older people. Like my sisters are around 20s. But I do love playing with kids. So every time I have a friend who has a son or a daughter, lagi namin siyang sinasama maglaro. Or yung pamangkin ko. So yun yung mga when I think of family games, sila yung mas audience ko, the younger people, those below 13 years old at least. And ang na-realize ko while playing with them is that the age rating on the game itself is not really that controlling. You really have to think of the level of at least the maturity of the kid that you're playing with in terms of games. Yung iba kasi, mas madali sila mag-play, for example. Lagi naman sila nag-video games, right? But some don't really do that. So, mas dun mo kailangan i-assess.
Yeah. No.
So, the first one...
Yeah, not even. Kasi when you're talking about video games, the computation and like the mechanics are in the back end. So, lalaroin na lang nila. They just have to just put input. Wala silang calculations or manipulation na gagawin. Yeah. So, I totally get it. But you're saying...
Okay, so my first game in this list is something that I've really had a huge success on. And I wasn't expecting it because my betting aspect. So I wasn't so sure how I could teach this to a younger kid. So my first pick is Downforce. First of all, it attracts children more because of the cars. Yeah, but sinasabi ko na gusto kong palitan niyo yung cars ng Hot Wheels the last time we talked about Downforce. So I think it really attracts them, and the vibrant maps also attracts them. And madali lang talaga siyang ituro because all you need to do is, okay, so this is the color of your car and this is your card. So this is how many spaces you move. So it's just that. And then yung betting aspect, it's really just, you don't say bet or you don't say gamble. You just say, at this point, who do you think will win? Then, tsaka sila po.
Mm-hmm.
And then mo nakikita rin na iba din maglaro ang bata because sa kanila, it really assess who do they think will win. At tayo, sobrang tiwala natin sa sarili natin. Usually, buboto mo sarili mo, di ba?
Yeah.
Para mo, at least lahat ng betting layout, kung hindi ko, di ba? So they really objectively assess who will win this race. And so I really had a good success on this, and I think really how engaging it is to children. And I think the age of the game is around 8 years old, but definitely I think it can go a bit lower pa kahit na 6 years old.
Yeah.
And of course higher kasi I
Yeah. What's impressive about this game is it's an older design na inayos lang ni Restoration. And Restoration is really good at that. And yeah, it's such a visual experience, no? There's so many colors and there are actual little cars on the board for the younger people to enjoy. Problem is if you go way too young, they might try to eat the cars. So hopefully that's not an issue. But yeah, guys, I want to hear from around the table. Oh yeah, Nui... Have you played Downforce?
No.
Okay. I'm pretty sure you won't eat the cars, though. But does that sound interesting to you? Would you like to play a game that's about racing cars? Is that appealing to you?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
What's that racing game that we played before?
What?
The one with camels.
Camelup.
That one we've played. I mean, it sounds similar.
Yes.
I haven't looked into Downforce, but
yes,
it sounds pretty similar, but with a different setting.
Yes. There you go. So yeah, it's a bit similar.
It's just that there's less randomness because here you can in Downforce you can strategize more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if Nui enjoyed Camelup, he would enjoy Downforce, I believe. Maybe it's a nice step up kasi hindi siya ganun ka-random.
Yep.
Yeah. Hans, your thoughts on Downforce?
Loves Downforce.
I loved it. I'm so happy Glory introduced it to one of our G Live sessions. Sobrang natuwa ako kasi as a kid, like, I remember na parang gustong-gusto ko talaga ng mga racing games. And I watch a lot of Formula One as a kid before, and Speed Racer. So it's very simple. I was surprised that you just need to know 1 to 8, if I remember correctly, dun sa cards, and then it's just colors. And I like na there's decision making still involved, like who do you block, where do you go. Do you want to be ahead kagad? Kasi paminsan, matatakot ka na parang you magbo-burst ka, then you run out of steam towards the end, parang ganun.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, you're managing two cars, if I remember correctly, tama ba? You're managing. Depending on how you play, you can manage two cars. It's like hedging ganun. But then at the same time, you don't feel na parang you need to be too analytical to make it work. Parang ganun.
You still enjoy the speed. It's still the racing, essentially.
Yep. Yes. Yun lang nakakalungkot paminsan, parang like, di ba, itong isang to, wala nang pag-asa pa, iiwan ko na talaga tong kotse na to, bibigay ko na lang yung pizza.
You need to make those decisions sometimes.
Tutuluran ko na lang yung kalaban ko.
So that's Downforce. If you guys have, I think boys would enjoy this a lot. Like, young boys, get them into this. But yeah, that's one pick for Glory. Let's go right back around the table and ask Tonichi and Nui, what's your next pick, guys?
So our next choice would be Sushi Go Party.
Woo!
By
Game Right.
Hear that?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's a solid pick. What's your favorite thing about Sushi Go Party?
Well, it's gonna be the fact that it's hard to strategize is also kind of fun because you can't strategize because you're passing around your cards constantly and you're thinking, oh, please, can that be the card that I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, every game, you don't deal out the entire deck. So there's still that unknown if you're going to get that, you know, that last dumpling you need or that last dessert you need to avoid the penalty. Keeps things fun. The art is also vibrant, which makes it attractive for both young and old alike. And also, it's about food. I mean, who doesn't like games about food?
Yep.
Yep.
It's universal.
Team ka, point salad, and then sushi go party.
Yes,
games about food.
But it's very healthy, though. I think it's still healthy. It's vegetables, and it's Japanese food. Yeah, it's okay. It's all right. Oh, I love it. I agree, actually. Point salad, though, I haven't played with my family. But yeah, Sushi Go Party, when it first came out, I played it well a lot with my family. And especially with my younger sister, who was at the time, I believe, 14 or 13. I don't know. She's 6 in my head forever. But essentially, she was much younger then. And then she's not the kind to play board games, but at some point I got bored. It was like a Sunday or Saturday afternoon, walang trabaho, and I was like, you guys want to play a board game? And I needed a game that was like, you know, lowest common denominator, na fun pero hindi ganong ka-thinky para hindi naman sila ma-stress. So I brought Sushi Go out, or was it Sushi Go or Sushi Go Party, one or the other, but essentially it was a hit. And again, it's just the perfect combination of food, you know, some decision making, and the fact na you're building a sushi plate. Essentially, that's what sold it to me and my family.
I'm excited now for sushi roll because of it. I mean, sobrang linis na ng design of a sushi go party that I can't imagine how clean it would translate to being a roll and write game. So, yep. Oh, I'm really excited. The art is still fantastic, by the way. I think they pretty much use the same artist, if I remember correctly, because they're very consistent yung cards.
It's kawaii.
Yes, kawaii. And it makes you go hungry. Man. So, yeah, definitely. Oh, and props to Sushi Go, because I remember Eric Lang, our mentor and our hero in the board game industry.
My Lodi.
Yes. he always keeps saying that every store, every collection, every gamer who wants to spread the word of board gaming should always have Sushi Go.
Yeah.
In his collection or on their shelf. So that's a huge props to Sushi Go. We're restocking also Sushi Go Party. Siguro as a testament to it, it got approved by some pretty big stores. So you will see Sushi Go in a lot of new stores once the economy has slowly recovered. Like, I'm not gonna say who it is,
yep.
But they are in SM.
Foreshadowing. So,
but they are in SM, so you, yeah. SM Mega Mall second floor, Mega A.
All right, before Hans says any more that might get him into trouble, Glory, what are your favorite parts of Sushi Go Party?
Sorry, basement.
A basement ba yun?
Basement daw.
The food court.
Oo.
Okay. So, with Sushi Go, I think I just wanted to highlight that it teaches the mechanic of drafting much better than Point Salad. Kasi in Point Salad, you don't really feel like it's drafting because all the cards are on the table, di ba? Mm-hmm. Pero dito, it's because you're holding the card and you actually see the card that you need, or maybe you have two cards that you need, and you can only pick one, and you must pass all of those to the person beside you. So parang yung added stress na yun, I think it's a very good introduction of the drafting mechanic. So even better than Seven Wonders, I believe, especially because of the theme.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So, I agree. That's why also
it's a good pick.
Yeah, that's why also I agree with what Eric Lang says. I think twice about it all the time na parang hindi pa ba nare-replace si Sushi Go Party or si Sushi Go dun sa slot na yon na every gamer, if they want to spread gaming, dapat ito yung game na meron sila. I think Sushi Go Party is still that because of what you said, Glory. Na parang iba talaga eh. It's just omnipresent. Alright, so that's Tonichi's pick and Nui as well. Glory, lay down another game for us.
So ito naman, on the other end of the spectrum, this is something that I've had really good success with my mom. So my mom, syempre medyo older, less patient, diba?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really teach her anything that's that complex. Otherwise, sabi niya, ayaw na maglaro, and then sira na yung game niyo. So I enticed her with this game because of geography. So she loves traveling. So I say, oh, let's play Take a Ride. Because you'll be familiar, especially if it's Europe. You'll be familiar with the place you want to. So the excursion because of that. And we finished. And sometimes, kinatanong pa rin niya ako kung kailan daw kami ulit maglalaro ng Ticket to Ride. So I think it was a really good, it's a hit. Kasi, because of my mom. But I've also taught this to younger players. And for younger players who have, well, the theme goes for older players, medyo maikli yung attention span nila, di ba? I would recommend instead going for Ticket to Ride New York or Ticket to Ride London, because it cuts down the game substantially. You can finish a game even with teaching the game. You can finish it in 15 to 20 minutes. Sobrang haba na ng 30.
Yeah, but
through full players game.
But you have the full TTR experience regardless.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, for someone who has maybe the more complex versions of Ticket to Ride, like Ticket to Ride France or Ticket to Ride Europe, hindi talaga siya full Ticket to Ride itch with all the complexities. But the base goodness, which is in Ticket to Ride USA, is all there.
The essence.
And here, the essence. Which makes it a really great family game. Nandun na yon sa Ticket to Ride New York or London. So here lang, anong gusto mo? Is it the USA map or London map? Sana kumuha sila ng Philippine map, honestly, kasi masaya yun. But pili ka lang ng geography, and I think may nuance lang on the bonus points, but yeah, everything else is the same. So just pick the theme that you like.
Yeah, but maybe there's a problem if there was a Filipino map, is it would be very small. It would be like, if this New York map is very small already, feeling ko mas maliit pa yung Pilipinas because our train lines are like really short. But yeah, Tanichi and Nui, have you guys played any Ticket to Rides?
Yeah, we are fans of the franchise. Hans will know. In the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks or so, we got the newest expansion to Japan.
Nice. And Italy.
Very nice. And we also got the Europe base game as well. So right now, we have 4 of the boxes.
1, 2.
It's really enjoyable, and I agree with what Glory said. If you got used to the whole 9 yards Ticket to Ride experience, the shorter versions might not be your cup of tea anymore because it would be too simple. It's what happened to us, actually. But for first time exposure to the franchise, New York is good. I like it.
It's like first journey.
Yeah, it's like first journey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. First journey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Which is your favorite map?
Yeah. Which is your favorite though?
Favorite? No way. What's your favorite?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Italy. Yeah, I like that.
Italy for him. For me, it's the Japan side.
Italy.
Japan.
Ang ganda ng Shinkansen piece. Can't get over it.
Yeah, I have seen the Shinkansen so pieces. So you like
and the fact
map
that you only have, yeah, no, yeah. Before that, it was the Asia map. We played it full player count na 6 with teams. Amazing experience. Very different, but still very Ticket to Ride.
Nice.
Very hard to begin.
Oh, we're very excited with Ticket to Ride because over the years, parang like before, US and Europe lang talaga yung parang laging hinahanap ng mga tao.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's gotten to the point that you start to hear people talking about the Japan expansion, the France expansion, Asia, and it just Asia, India, ganun. It just goes to show that the players who have played US and Europe as base games are starting to evolve, and they're looking for more. Most of the time, the expansions offer something different in terms of gameplay, and you can see that that's a good sign of a budding community, that they're starting to look for a different experience. Na ano. Of course, still within the Ticket to Ride world. And actually, no ECQ, biglang dumating lahat. Like, we have the Netherlands, we have France, we had Japan. Japan sold out instantly.
Dalawang buwan ko sila kinukulit for Japan.
We're getting a reprint of the Asia and Heart of Africa. And I think even the Switzerland, India, parating din. There's also the... Oh! Favorite pala namin ni Mr. Store is, aside from Europe, the Germany map that used to be known as Marklin.
Yeah, really?
Yes. Kasi it plays... it's different than your average Ticket to Ride. Kasi diba Ticket to Ride, you just connect things, parang ganun.
Yeah.
It's like you're picking places with trains. If I remember right, the Marklin before you, it introduces a new concept called pick up and deliver.
Ah.
Yeah. So you're not just trying to connect routes. You need to connect the routes that are essential, and then deliver either people or goods. I think in Marklin, was it goods or people? Like
good people.
To certain points. Yeah. So good people.
People with goods.
So, especially for Tanichi and Nui, I highly recommend, if you guys like Ticket to Ride, that's like one of the pinnacle when it comes to gameplay depth,
the
Germany expansion. Yung Marklin out of print, sobrang collector's item na yun. But
yeah.
But they were printed in Germany, so...
It's the one with the like structures, parang buildings.
Sorry?
The one with structures and buildings. Which map is that?
Is this?
Boats and Sails yun.
Boats and Sails.
Germany ba yun?
Yung Ticket to Ride Germany. Actually, naalala ko yung Parklin eh. Old ass wooden cube pa. Kasi boring cube yung dinideliver mo. Nalang ito concert na yung mga aso.
Yeah. Oh, what impresses me? What impressed me about Ticket to Ride is the fact that it's 16 years old. The fact that they're still making new stuff for it, and that it still feels like it's relevant and it's new every single time. That's my favorite part. So I think as a family game, the fact that you can teach it to your panganay, and then especially even when they grow up and they have, you know, brothers and sisters, or you know, even kids of their own eventually, it's very possible that it's still Ticket to Ride that we're playing. So it's very rare that we get a game that's cross-generation like this.
So when Luke and I were talking about Ticket to Ride, nag-uusap kami kung ano yung mga favorite naming maps. Favorite ni Luke is UK. I think that one different din kasi may stock mechanics. So a bit more complex, but at least as in continuous lang yung evolution. If you want to, if you really love the franchise, just go up and up and up in terms of complexity.
Yeah. All right, I think we'll leave Ticket to Ride for now, and I want to talk about one of my games. I only picked one out because this one is really close to my heart, and of course I want to bring up Dixit. All right, Dixit is my family game of choice. Saying what's up to Auntie Joe, tuned in right now, all the way from Seaside, California. I remember Dixit kasi nandito siya, and I remember very vividly in 2016 when I went home to the States. I've looked for one of the only local game stores we had, because it's a small town. All right, Seaside is a small town. We're by no means a big city. Yung mall nga yata dun, dalawa lang yata eh. So imagine mo, naghanap pa talaga ako ng board game store. I had to drive to some weird corner of town and then introduce myself and said, "Is this a board game store?" Da, 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 da. But essentially, I bought Dixit on sale, and I said I wanted to bring home a board game to the family, because I worked in board games, and how weird would it be if they couldn't experience what I was essentially working on? So this also is a very special experience to me, Dixit, because I also played it back home when I was with my family, with the same family, my sister, my brother, my younger sister, and my mom. So parang dito ko yata na kwento sa kanila like what was going on with me, because it's hard to talk to your family these days, especially when you're a little older now. Parang hirap magkwento sa the family mo when you're not in like a safe or like, "So, kumusta ka?" Like, it's so hard to ask kumusta ka with your family these days, because you end up saying like an hour's worth of story and you don't even know where to pick up from there. But with a game like Dixit, you're able to pick out little aspects of what's going on. So, kunyari, well, this is just an example. You're trying to tell somebody that you're about to get married. May mga cards in Dixit that kind of tell that story or try to suggest that kind of kwento. So I think that's what's cool about Dixit. And yeah, it's just very specific memories in my head or in my recent past that kind of you know, etch themselves into memory. That makes Dixit an awesome family game for me.
Yep. I get what you mean. I also play this with my sister.
Yeah.
And yung, I think it's with your friends kasi it's so easy to get on because you go through the same things every day. But with your siblings that you're not na hindi mo kasama 24/7.
Yeah.
Parang when you get into that certain wavelength or you find a way to get into a certain wavelength with them, parang for me it's a special experience. So yeah. I really really like Dixit for families.
Yeah. And yeah, you mentioned
especially kung medyo matanda na.
Yes, yes.
Medyo matanda na.
Yes.
Siblings.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what I'm talking about. Like you're not as connected anymore because you don't really talk or see each other as often, but the fact that you still have that wavelength, you still have that parang gets mo, oh gets ko. That's amazing. I really like that.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah, we played Dixit also and we rather enjoy it. At least the few times that we played it when we had some friends over, you know, in those days long gone when we could have visitors.
Yeah, and again, the word family is not just for people you're related to. Like, si Hans, ang kwento niya ng family is with Mr. Store. So, pwedeng with the gaming library family or the people you work with a lot, right? So, essentially, it's like gathering games, people that connect people. Right, sorry, games that connect people. Yan na naman yung good people, yung goods and people. Ikaw, Hans, any experiences with Dixit?
Well, a lot. With friends, but also with family. I think what's really important about Dixit is it's very open. The very nature of the game tries to make you express yourself. Because it's very visual, and then it's very open to interpretation. Parang like, so the very nature of the game tries to put you in a certain spot where you can share things, but through the cards, parang medyo guided siya. And hindi siya pilit.
Yeah.
Parang just let things flow naturally to you. And then you start to pick up little things na parang, kunyari yung clue nila was about up. Kasi there's this card in the base game.
The balloons. The balloons.
The balloons. Yeah. See, everyone uses it. Na about up. And then next thing you know, you're talking about up habang naglalaro. And then that's when you get to share experiences as well. But also, I think, again, it's really more on that tinatanggal niya yung barrier with board games that na, ang hirap ng board games. Kasi when people think board games, it's either Monopoly or chess. Because maraming rules.
Yeah.
Dito it's just like pick a card and then hulaan mo lang kung ano yung card ko, parang ganyan. So that's why I love Dixit as well. In fact, we play a lot of variants with it.
Yeah, and that's what's cool about it too. It's very modular. You can play it the way you want to. All right, so that's my game. That's my choice. I believe we're gonna hear from Hans next. Hans, what's your next game?
Okay. For me, actually, I have two games. But kailangan ko muna sabihin yung isa kasi ito try out ko siya with my family this coming week. So I'm hoping that my assumptions are correct. So the game is called Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza.
Nice.
Yes, so with the GCQ kasi right now, I think it's made Sundays for Sunday lunch brunch for us a bit more special. Because it's the one time that we can have lunch together. Any other time of the week, parang like, quarantined or like at work lang. So, I'm bringing this kasi I think gusto namin ng konting exercise after mag-brunch also. Sa dami ng kinakain. Yes. And then, and because I've had so much success introducing this game to a lot of people. I remember when we played in before the lockdown in our anniversary, where we previewed a lot of games. Taco Cat was one of the best-selling titles there, and a lot of families keep on playing it as well. So, ako, I think it's good. The rules are very simple: Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza. That's it. And I'm looking forward to having like a good rapport after playing with my family this Sunday.
Yes, 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 please. Yes, please. Tonichi and Nui, have you guys heard of Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza? Y'all played it before?
Nui has heard of it somewhere. I don't know how. I heard about it in one of the podcasts that I listened to. Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting. And it also sounds violent. But it can turn violent. So, willing to try, especially at the price point that GL is offering. Para.
Yeah. Yeah.
For that much for a good time. Okay lang.
Yeah, yeah. And,
Still, it's $3.99 in last mall, guys.
Yeah, exactly. It's $3.99 for tonight on the 6/6 last mall sale.
Okay, this is very bad for my wallet. I'm gonna right after the show, I'm gonna be on Lazada. But yeah, definitely be open about it, Tonichi and Nui. Especially the fact that it might get violent is. I don't know. It's not very often because the game is just so fun. And in your family, I don't think you'll hurt each other. But, Glory. Yeah. Ikaw, Glory. Like, we played this. I guess GL family, this is our game. What's your take?
It's really sobrang dali niyang ituro. I taught it to my office mates na sinasabi nila. As in, pag labas ko pa lang ng game, sabi na, hindi ako masyado naglalaro ng board game, ah. Doesn't matter. It's just, meandun siya sa borderline na endless. But it's like, it's just, and it can get violent. Meron akong instances na kasi you have to assess, di ba, kung nasa pinakataas ng pile.
Yeah.
And meron na talaga yung tao na pinatry niya talaga.
Sing it. It's not fair. Don't do that.
Sobrang lipit na yung mga daliri nila. So, yes, it can get violent, but I think that's because mga competitive adults, yun. I'm sure sa mga bata, hindi naman magiging ganun ka-violent.
Yes.
But this is a really good family game. It's something you can teach to even lolo, lola. Ito, gusto mo lang paluin si lola, ha? But it's something that you can teach them. Won't be a problem. It's really just Taco Cat, Go Cheese Pizza, and then the apples. If experience mo lang ever in your life is 1, 2, 3 pass, you're good. You're good to go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, when I got to SN, I think last year. When I got to Germany pala nung Feb, Blue Orange on the first day took me aside and said, "Hans, this will soon catch up to Spot It." As in, ganun na nila. Oh, that's their claim.
That's
tapos wala siyang pitch. All he did was actually search on YouTube Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza, and the first thing that you'll see is videos with like 5 million views.
Viral
videos talaga, and especially like the one with VAT 19 on it, talagang super fun na clean yung pagturo ng rules kasi simple lang. And they had the special reward. Sabi nila, you guys should play it this way: the winner gets a taco with goat cheese pizza on it, parang ganun.
Where's the cat? Do they also get a cat?
The loser has to eat the pizza with taco, pizza taco na goat cheese with wet cat food.
Oh, all right, there you go. That is a loser's punishment.
But I'm pretty sure it's just tuna or nilagay nila.
Okay, all right, I love it. The creativity. I don't know. I think we'll wrap up Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza in this little bow. No, if there's a tendency to get violent with this game, isipin niyo na lang, since it's your family, love hurts. All right. Think about it like that. Hans, I think you got one more game to talk about with us, so that we can close up with Tonichi and Nui's pick. So what's your last game, Hans?
Just One.
Right.
Just One, yeah. So I think there's a consistent theme to my picks. Most of them are very are Spiel des Jahres winners.
Yes.
So we had Domino in 2017. Just One is the one that won in 2019 last year. It's the current reigning champ.
the defending.
The defending champ. And I like it because it's fully cooperative, especially for families. Nakakatakot na parang mafe-feel mo na, ay, tinuturuan ako ni Hans kasi tatalunin nila niya kami, parang ganun. But this one is fully cooperative. When people pitch it, it's like the modern Pinoy Henyo. I like to call it as knowing your target market, because you have to help each other guess the right word, parang ganun. And the rule is simple, write one word. That's it. Yeah. So, also, we love it so much. We announced that we are making a Philippine edition to the game that is compatible with the English edition. So, all your Filipino culture, imagine, if you know the game, Just One, imagine having cards that have adobo or Jollibee. What are the words that you would use so that your teammate can guess the word Jollibee or adobo? Parang ganun yung dating ng game. Fully compatible. It's made in Belgium, not in China. And I just got the word, it's shipping out. That's why we're super excited for it. Hopefully in 2 months dumating na dito. With all the shipping delays that the world has right now.
Nice. Nui and Tanichi, have you guys played Just One?
No, haven't. It's in the to buy list. Mm-hmm. When I described it to my wife one day, she said, "So why don't we have that?"
Hintayin mo na yung Philippine edition.
Susunod na. Oo nga.
Yeah.
Actually, one thing I'd like to mention about Just One. It appeared, based on how Hans described it, it takes away the complexity of code names. Because we play code names Philippine edition.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes away the complexity of code names and distills it to a cleaner experience, you know, faster to teach. You don't rely on a really good clue giver anymore.
Yeah.
Because it goes around and then, it does so many things correctly that code names does not. I mean, it makes it more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, definitely. Ang namimiss ko lang actually is the competitiveness. Kasi ang snap ng feeling sa code names, pag sobrang wavelength kayo nung kakampi mo.
Nung team, yeah.
Boom! Yeah, boom! Five.
Uh-huh.
Five
gotcha.
Words in
yeah.
one go. Yun lang yung namimiss sa Just One. But Just One is really something that you can teach anyone. As in, ganito ako magturo ng Just One. Explain ko yung rules. And then every time may clarification, ibibigay ko lang sa kanila yung box. Yung cover ng box. Kasi nakalagay lang, Just One. Because really, all the clarifications will be addressed by the title. Basta just put down one word.
Yeah. What a design, right? What a design.
Ang dami pang tumatawag. Pwedeng Just One tapos may hyphen. Mga ganun-ganun.
Negotiating with the rules. Ako, what I really enjoyed about Just One is I haven't played it with my family yet. It's a rather new title. I mean, it just won from last year and just haven't had the time to do so. Maybe when the Philippine edition drops and then I come home and show it to them. But essentially, what I like about it is, again, that co-op feel. And then it's not like other co-op games wherein you can actually help people not make mistakes. Kasi kunyari, you're playing Pandemic or you're playing another nice co-op game, Magic Maze. Yeah, ganyan. Like those games, it's easy to mechanically say don't do that. Even in Magic Maze, it's easy to say stop making mistakes. Para kaya mo i-communicate yon. Pero sa Just One, it's such a oops or it's such a kind of moment na you keep writing the same words. Why? But it's a bittersweet thing kasi pareho kayo ng wavelength. So it's that kind of like juggle. It's that kind of parang familial quirk na parang bakit pareho tayo ng pag-iisip that I'm looking forward to. I mean, it happened with me and friends, especially when the game was hot and new. It happened with us while we were playing in the GLHQ. So, you know, that's what sells it to me as a family game. So it's a game that provides a unique feel. No, so that's Just One for me. I really like it.
I have a bit of a trivia for you. the designers, because it's co-designed by two people, Ludovic and Bruno Stotter.
Uh-huh.
One of their other design games is like on the other edge of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Imagine someone designing Just One and also designing Seventh Continent at the same time.
What?
Well, a designer na Seventh Continent.
Yeah. You know what? Here's the thing.
Gosh.
It's supposed to be super duper. It's supposed to be crazy, right? But again, Codenames was designed by Vlada.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So there's that kind of anoren. There's that kind of dichotomy.
Codenames. Yes. Through the ages.
Yes. There's Galaxy Tracker, Space Alert, Dungeon Lords. Di ba malalim? So again, a great designer. You just really can't count them out just yet. So that's Just One. We'll close off with one last pick here from Nui and Tonichi. Guys, what's your last game for us? Your best family game.
Okay, a little bit of preface first, no? Some people might criticize the choice as not being a family game.
Uh-huh.
Because my family is our primary gaming group, the complexity can elevate a little bit. That's why our last pick as a family game would be
Ethnos by Sima.
Oh, Ethnos!
Not everyone likes the art, but we don't care. Even the component. Oh, what do you like about Ethnos?
Well, it's complexity. I really like complex games, so you can think. And some, like, my favorite race, I guess, would be the Merfolk. You know, they're my favorite because you get to place extra tokens and you gain more points.
Yeah, so similar to Sushi Go Party, because there are 12 races in the box, any game you'll only need 6 out of 6 of the 12, so it's always a fresh experience. But even the turn order also matters, because the availability of the cards will also be dictated by who is sitting right before you and their favorite race. We've come to develop yung parang mga favorites namin. So, you already know what to deny if it's available.
That's amazing.
How is it similar? Because I haven't played Ethnos. Is it similar to Small World in a way? Area control din ba siya? Or ano? No,
actually, I'll compare it. I think Sushi Go Party but with area control.
Oh!
Wow.
And then it's the cards that will let you place tokens onto the board. That's the cards have special powers related to point scoring, presence on the board, uh-huh. Ganyan. Our family obviously loves set collection. Uh-huh. All of the choices. Puro set collection.
Mm-hmm. Yan. Hans, di ba? Sabi mo, Seventh Continent, Just One. O yan, Ethnos. Alright, so what's interesting about Ethnos for me is, as a Simon game, it's one of those first in their portfolio that is a little bit more midweight. Kasi karamihan ng Simon is like super heavyweight, right? Or like at least big box games. And Ethnos was one of those sub 3,000 peso games that I really think was targeted to a little bit more of a family market compared to like your what was that? Seventh, like, anong game ni Eric lang, Hans? Ne, yung game ni Eric na
Blood Rage?
Rising Sun?
No, this Deadly Sins. Seven Deadly Sins.
The Others.
The Others, yun. Di ba, like, super thematic, super mechanically complex. But yeah, Ethnos here, I guess if Tonichi's family can enjoy it, that just really is a testament to how not linear, streamlined it actually is. Kasi nga, he compared it to Sushi Go Party with some area control. Not even Small World. It's more like Sushi Go Party with area control. So, again, sometimes you need to find these little gems in our board game collections. Na parang, kung ano, pwede rin pala itong family. So, with that being said, sabihin ko na lang.
So I have a question for you, Tanichi pala.
Yes.
How old is Nui?
Yeah.
How old
is Nui?
I forgot.
12. No, wait. 12. Turning 12.
Turning 12. Alright.
He's been playing with me since he was 8. Starting with Animal Upon Animal.
7.
Seven. Animal upon animal. Rhino Hero.
Okay.
Yeah. And now he beats us regularly in Root.
Okay. Nice. Root. Okay.
Regularly, ah. Not all. Right.
All right. Hans, Harley has to catch up, right?
Family goals.
Right. There you go.
So, Nui, what is your favorite game?
Among the three or my favorite game?
Overall.
It's Root. It's really my favorite.
Good choice, young man. Good choice.
Not just because I am the winner, but because it's complex. It's long. You need to think. And there are some surprises that you have to deal with. So you also have to think of that as well. Like revolt. Or...
Yeah, for those who are not familiar, especially in our audience, the favors and the revolts of the Woodland Alliance are particularly damaging. It's like dropping a nuke on the other players and they can't do anything about it. So he likes doing that. Sometimes twice in the same game.
Buti pa si Nui naka-root na.
Root na ako, hindi pa.
Ako naka-root na ako. Ewan ko sa inyo, bakit di pa yung naka-root?
Tsaka estate, root ako sa iyo, Glory.
Kasi puro taco cut, Gucci pizza yung nilalaro ko.
Tsaka just one. You have your priorities set differently, Glory. But yeah, that's Ethnos for Tonichi and Nui. Thank you so much again for joining us tonight. If you guys watching or listening right now have any favorite family games, do let us know so we can put it up as a highlight on the website and even maybe talk about it on a future episode. With that being said, we're gonna wrap this one nice and tight up with a bow and let Tonichi and Nui let you guys know where you can catch them. Tonichi and Nui, please let everybody know where they can follow you guys on social media.
Great. So we have a page on Facebook at Tabletop to Go, two with as a number two. We also have a Twitter account and a Instagram account. All of them Tabletop to Go. The two is number two.
But I don't know how to work
that. That's all.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us once more. It's Nui and Tonichi from Tabletop to Go, an actual family that plays board games wherein the son beats his parents at Root constantly. All right. On behalf of the Gaming Library family, my name is Leo. This is Glory. This is Hans. Once more, do check us out on Laz Mall. That sale is still going on. I personally, myself, I'm going to go check that out. With that being said, do stay tuned to www.gaminglive.com for more updates. And once pre-orders are up, we did mention that there are a lot of new things coming in, so just in case we stealth drop some things, you'll be the first to know. As well, make sure you like and follow the Facebook page that you're watching this show on, and do follow us on Spotify, GLive, and do join the Facebook group GLive Game Night Community. Alright, with that being said, we'd like to wish you all a good night, and tomorrow's a Friday, so happy weekend. Alright, bye!
Bye!
Good morning.